Easily the Cowboys, right? Cardinals, yeah.
Cardinals beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Love to see it happen.
It was nice.
Yeah. I didn't know the Cardinals. Are the Cardinals good? Or is that
no,
just,
they stink.
That was just like a wild.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
It's kind of tight, actually. I saw, don't want to mention it, I saw the big L. That was, man, that was tough stuff.
I don't even want to talk about what happened to my sweet Our Lady of Victory. Pray for us.
Yeah, that was tough, man. I was watching a little bit back and forth, and I was like, all right, cool. And I like checked later because I didn't know what happened. And I was just like, I wonder what happened with that overtime last minute loss.
No, it was just, I honestly did not think. I got there, I was like, I don't care like I used to.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, this, I was like, I don't even care that much. As soon as the game started, I was, got him! Just going nuts. Then they lost, and I was, dude, it took me until kind of right now.
You got over
to
it.
Be slightly, yeah. That sucked.
Because
it was
the
best. It was probably the best day of my entire life.
Yeah.
Leading up to it.
I was thinking about that exactly. I'm like, man, that sucks. That has to, I mean, I guess that's the whole allure of the whole thing, though. Because if you had gotten the victory, I mean, that's unbelievable.
I know. It is the point of being a Notre Dame fan, dude.
And during the loss is kind of nice.
You have to suffer.
Though. Just have a great day and be like, fuck.
No, it sucked ass. It ruined everything.
Yeah, I know.
I had.
What'd you guys do?
I was literally on the field with Vince Vaughn and Brady Quinn on both sides of me watching Notre Dame.
And it would have been party time if they
dream,
won.
Dude.
It would have been party time.
It was a dream. It would have been
yeah,
party
that fucking
time.
Rules. So what do
before
you do
the game, the quarterback came over and was like, let's fucking go. I was like, dude, let's go. You're so cool.
So what is it? What is everyone, then, what's
dude,
everyone
was,
doing when they lose? Everyone
funny.
Just walks home quietly?
Everyone's just like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, no.
Because they blew it. They blew it. And
so you can't be like, party.
No.
Yeah.
True. I didn't want to party. I went home.
True,
dude,
you
I
home.
Was so sad.
Reflected on the game.
I was so sad.
Oh, that stinks.
Before the game, the quarterback came over and was like, let's fucking go. Let's go. And he was getting pumped. And he was like, he threw his smelling salt at me to be like, let's go.
Did you smell it?
I was like, I dropped it. Like a loser. And I picked it up. Like, yeah.
You smelled it?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah,
there's no alcohol in the stadium. I needed that smelling salt.
True. Yeah, that's a good idea. That must suck, though, to be like so fucked up. And also, people were having like coke in their system and shit, and your team loses while you're just like,
oh, man.
Fuck. This stinks.
Oh, bro, it hurts so bad.
I heard. I got word. As soon as I got done, I got off the stage and said, let me see what happened.
What happened?
I went,
and you went, ooh, he's going to be so sad.
God damn it, dude. Who's the best? That's like such a nice day. Your dad's there. Everyone's hanging
amazing.
Out. And they fucking blow it. And it was overtime, right?
No, it was basically the last
okay,
play
that's
of the game.
What it was.
They scored. Notre Dame had 10 guys on the field.
What?
They blew it, dude. They forgot a player for the last two plays.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Dropped an interception on the last drive. Had him. I mean, they had him. But that's life, dude.
True. That is the allure of the game. Because then, the victory would not have been so sweet.
The victory will be sweet.
The victory, true.
One day. I don't know where I'll be then, Matt.
That's a big game, Ohio State.
But I will be smiling.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where I'll be.
True.
I might be up there by
true.
The time they win one.
But
I'll be
the Buckeyes.
Smiling.
The Buckeyes are tough.
I fucking hate the Buckeyes, dude.
I wanted that for you so bad,
I
dude.
Hate those cocksuckers.
I saw them winning, and I said, holy shit, dude.
Last year sucked, but it wasn't as bad because it was like they were better.
Yeah, yeah.
This year, Notre Dame was better.
Yeah.
And still managed to fucking blow it, dude. Fuck it.
That's all right.
That's all right. They're going to be back.
Exactly.
We're going to win out.
Dude.
We got Duke this week. Let's go.
Yeah, sink your teeth into the old fucking Blue Devils.
Blue Devils are fucking good this year.
Are they really?
Notre Dame might catch another L.
Fuck, dude.
Nah, they're going to take it out on the Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah.
Blue Devils them. Think their shit's sweet this year.
Really? What are they ranked?
They butt-fucked Clemson.
Okay.
Clemson. Blue Devils are tough, dude.
Fuck, dude. I didn't know Duke had a good football team.
They usually don't.
Is it? It's a new thing?
They do this year, which is nice.
Is there a lot of like those type of teams that are just getting like better and better? Like, is Duke getting better? Or is it just like a fluke team?
Yeah, I think it's a fluke team.
Yeah.
Fluke Every teams. Once in a while, these guys have fluke teams.
Yeah. It's kind of tight, actually.
Notre Dame's...
Yeah. Notre Dame's apparently really good. They should get...
They are.
Whatchamacallit to coach for. I think Notre Dame would go to the next level if they had Deion Sanders coach for them.
I love Colorado football. If you don't like Colorado football, you're racist. Okay? That's a class organization.
But it's funny how everyone's trying to beat the fuck out of them. All these teams are trying to fucking destroy them.
Yeah, that's because they're being dickheads. They're fucking assholes.
They just got blown out, didn't they?
They did, because they were on the field before the game stomping on the fucking other team's logo. Like, you're not going to get... Everybody in the country knew they were about to get rocked.
Oregon beat them.
Yeah, Oregon.
Yeah, dude, I do like a nice narrative like that, though. I've been enjoying the drama of the Deion Sanders narrative. His son is very...
His son's awesome.
Flesh and bones playing QB.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's going to be a movie in 2 years. The whole season's going to be a movie.
Obviously. They're going to leave out the Oregon part. They're going to go, nah, we did it. The white man was trying to hold us down. We did it. Colorado State was the white man.
Their coach was black,
dude.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was a white guy. He played for Iowa. He was like number 45.
Was he really?
Yeah, I saw a picture of him. I saw his college picture. I was like, dude, I'm cheering for Colorado State so hard.
That was funny. Everyone, I'm like, the little bits of those games that I catch, I see the other coaches like, we'll fucking beat the shit out of this team, because they're getting all the shine. They're getting all the shine, the flash.
They're getting all the can, which is, look, obviously it's cool.
It is tight, and it's doing a lot.
If Deion coached Notre Dame, I'd be so excited.
You'd have the shades. You get the Deion sports
obviously
line.
I get the shades.
He has his own sunglass line.
Of course.
He's a fucking business genius, dude.
He's a business genius.
He's got the shades on. Yeah, it's, I mean, dude, it's going to be fun.
That's, his son is his literal creative player.
He's really
he literally created his player. He's gonna do the old NCAA thing where you take him to the NFL.
Yeah. Oh,
you can
God.
Import him into Madden. He's gonna do it, and he's gonna go coach in the NFL. And that's where I think Neon's gonna run into some trouble.
You think so?
Because you can't buy a better team in the NFL.
Yeah, true.
You're gonna run into some weird white guys.
Oh, I can link up with Jay-Z though.
Autistic white guys. Bill Belichick's ass.
Yeah, true.
Guys that are retarded.
Yeah, but what if Deion Sanders linked up with Jay-Z and they just bought the best team ever?
That'd be awesome.
It'd be pretty tight. Damn. There's gonna be like a picket line. It kind of sucks though, because then if you're just like a black dude on any other teams, it's like, damn, dude, now I'm working for the man.
Yeah.
Black dudes are talking so much shit to that team. When I'm watching it, they're back and forth like, fucking pussy ass, fuck you, Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Bitch ass Deion Sanders, daddy, or whatever. I don't know what's being said. Probably Deion Sanders, bitch ass fucking daddy, old ass daddy.
Yeah. That would be nice to fucking hit that quarterback and be like, go tell your fucking wow dad. Be your wow ass daddy out here. I'll whoop his old ass too, bitch. All right, edit the West part. But
that's so fucking funny, dude.
Actually, probably edit that whole thing, because then it's going to sound like I said a different word. It was a homophobic, not racial slur.
For the record.
For the record, I was being homophobic, not racist. But I wasn't.
To be fair, that's what probably would be said on the field.
It'd be so nice.
We're still working on cleaning up the talk on the field. You think this is bad? Go to the field.
The field's bad.
Those guys, I want to end cursing on the field. Like, forget about the concussions. I want to get out.
There's some guys out there trying to get this.
I see
you
guys
get a flag for saying the N-word on the field.
You get flagged for saying the N-word?
Yeah, dudes were like, black dudes were getting flagged for saying the N-word. Yeah.
I see on the TV. I see a lot of Fs. I see people saying Fs out there. You know, I see that. I watch the mouth thing. This is
one too many Fs.
A lot of Fs. I didn't know they were dropping ends out there. I mean, I guess, you know, you're
obviously they're dropping ends.
Charged up. You're in an adrenalized state and you just knock someone over. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how are you not going to scream that as a black dude?
Bachelon was definitely screaming it. They left that out of the Pacific. That guy was howling that word the whole time.
But then also, the problem is, if you're a black dude and you tackle your opponent and you just drop an end on the field out of excitement and you get flagged, your brain, another end's coming up.
Yeah.
An NW. What? You're gonna flag me? It's just a never-ending cycle.
Yeah,
I'd be kicked out in 2 seconds because it's just like the shock of being flagged by an old white guy for saying the N-word. You'd be like, no, oh wait, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on a second. You'd something's
just
wrong.
Slap him in his face. Anyway, I do.
That's not
like,
how this is supposed to go. I'm supposed to punch you in the face in a 7-Eleven because you said it in line.
Yeah. Yeah, the Colorado thing's funny. I watched the Colorado State Colorado game in a Dave and Buster's in Miami.
Did you really?
Obviously, the Dave and Buster's was cheering very, very hard for Colorado.
I think the Colorado Buffaloes is a psyop for
Colorado
white
Buffaloes.
Dudes. It's a psyop to get old white
every
dudes racist.
Every Dave and Buster's
sports
in America That's their home base. Every Dave and Buster's goes wild for the Buffaloes, dude. It is a fight. It is a psyop, dude. It's so,
I swear, you have to, dude.
Every white dude's like, I love them. You're like, dude, I know you don't. When that white safety cheap shot at that player, every white dude in America went, that was a dirty play. That was a clean hit 5 years ago, but that's crap. I don't like that.
It is funny. They're just that. I mean, that is like a perfect story for right now in sports. Yeah. It's like everyone's watching it. Everyone's fucking.
Yeah. There's some, or I'll tell you what, there's some Oregon Duck fans this week. Yeah. It could be a Democrat psyop, dude. When election's coming and they're trying to build up racial tensions.
I think they're going to
fake.
Could
be George Soros. He might be behind the Colorado
Buffalo. Deion Sanders' son's death. A white linebacker is going to fucking tackle him and kill him and be like, for a secure the future for our children. And they're going to go, we can't have this anymore. Yeah. Come on. Blood and soil. Yeah, Nazi linebackers are going to kill
him. Nazi linebackers for his car.
Are you Ukrainian Nazi linebacker? Yeah. He's going to tackle Deion Sanders' son. What's his name?
Shador Sanders. Yeah,
going to tackle Shador.
Shiloh too, right? The other son. I'm not sure. Shiloh.
He's got Shiloh. What's Shiloh play?
Great book.
But he has two Shiloh? Sons. He's got two sons on the team.
Yeah,
dude, this is crazy.
And they're good. They're good as
fuck.
Yeah,
they're probably fucking nasty.
Yeah,
Neon Deion's are dead.
Also, I was trying to. I was kind of. Neon had 1 year. Where he played for the Braves and the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, he batted 307.
That's high, right?
It's incredible.
What?
He batted above 300 for the Braves and was an all-pro. He's the biggest freak.
That's crazy.
That's unbelievable. That's literally like Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
That's like, that doesn't happen this century.
I didn't know it's he fucking was that unbelievable. Good.
Yeah, he is. He the,
who else crossed over football and baseball? Was there anyone else?
Bo Jackson.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It looks like he's been he played baseball for like the whole time he was playing football. He played baseball until like 2001.
Damn.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He definitely, I mean, I'd like to have a fantasy where he never played baseball growing up and was playing football. I was like, give me that fucking bat. Just, give me that motherfucking bat. Just cracked the ball.
Yeah, damn. I wish I was aware back then. I bet the white dudes in baseball were furious. Neon was out there with like chains dominating. They're like, yeah, he might be good on the football field, but this motherfucker can't hit a curveball. Just launches it. You're like, God damn it.
God damn it. Those sunglasses are cool.
Yeah, you know, I was a big fan.
Who?
Phil Gillis.
Of Neon Deion.
Of Neon.
Yeah, dude.
Phil got, no, it's not a fake one. Like, I was arguing with him.
Yeah.
We had a couple beers, and I was like, Phil, shut up.
Oh, I don't think he would fake the fan
shit
at all.
He loves him.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it is exciting. I got sucked into Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Big excitement hounds. I'm like, oh, this would be great.
Yeah.
But I watched him fall terribly, and I went, oh,
McGregor.
Yeah. McGregor. I saw McGregor fall.
McGregor posts these pictures that are, his Instagram is insane right now.
Well, that's a nice retirement plan for someone that hard in the limelight. It's like you can just become ridiculous on the internet, and now it's like, dude, you're good for another decade.
He's still the man.
Dude, I mean, undeniably.
But
he's the source of so many good memes, too. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. He posts insane photos.
I think he's posting thirst traps.
Yeah, but all his followers are me.
Maybe he's trying to change
that. That one's so good.
What the? He's a party boy.
He's
dude.
Partying.
Oh no!
But he has like that weird. He has a little devilish sex smile.
He does, dude. He does.
God damn, bro.
No, he's definitely doing naughty things, dude.
He's a naughty man.
No, he's doing very naughty stuff.
But I think Neon Deion's clean, dude. I don't think he drinks, smokes.
Yeah, he's like
none
Trump.
Of that. Yeah. He's just like Trump.
He's a Trump, dude.
He's Black Trump.
All about winning. Dude, I don't see how Trump's going to win again.